Dwelling On podcast, where we talk about all things surviving and thriving this homemaker life. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Amanda.
So let's just kick off this podcast with starting to define what a homemaker is. Amanda, what do you say when someone asks you where you work?
I say that I work from home, but typically it's a little bit awkward for me because I just never know what that other person's going to think or say. And unfortunately, I care about what other people think of me. How about you?
I feel the same way. It's like an ick factor. Like, I don't know, in today's society, of course, we want women to be able to have a job in the home or out of the home or wherever the heck they want. So by saying that we work at home, it almost feels, I don't know, like...
I think it's hard because nowadays women go to college and they get degrees. And even though we both did that, it still feels like maybe we're doing something that we're not supposed to be.
Exactly. It feels like we should be doing more. And if you don't have a role outside of the home, then... are you doing enough? Or it almost feels like maybe people think that we're just being lazy and laying around the home all day.
Which is hard because we're millennials and that's what most people think of millennials.
That's true. But I know for a fact that neither of us do that.
Nope. I wish we could, but we can't.
I also wish we could.
Do you feel like you have any pride when you say it? Because I know that I'm proud to be a stay-at-home mom, but I don't necessarily know that I come off as being proud when people ask me if I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Absolutely not. I feel, one, guilty in the first place for being able to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm well aware that this is a privileged position. I know, you know, neither of us are living like, you know, we're not trophy wives. Neither of us are.
I mean, come on.
Neither of us are living this glamorous lifestyle, but we are lucky enough that our husbands are able to, you know, support us financially. But
absolutely.
We definitely support them in a lot of other ways too. So I don't feel guilty about that at all.
Yeah. Just, I guess, I wish that I could portray myself as being more prideful. Because that's what I feel deep down, but I feel like society makes me, I don't know, feel like I'm doing something that...
No, for sure. It's like we are doing something that's less. And I'll be honest, I have full respect for working moms. I honestly don't know how they do it. I really don't.
Me neither.
So this podcast is not about shaming anyone for working. It's talking about homemakers and what that means to you. So while we are both stay-at-home moms, at one time I was a homemaker, I wasn't working and I didn't have any kids. Or maybe you work a full-time job and you have to go home at the end of the day and still, you know, keep up those four walls of that house. And, you know, we're not excluding anybody here. You could be a stay-at-home dad, which is super cool, by the way. Basically, what this is just saying is that it's really difficult in this society that we kind of value ourselves based on if we are bringing home money. And because I'm not, that's where part of this guilt does lie. But I don't really know why that matters so much to us.
I guess guilt is a hard way to describe it. Do you think that there's a better way of describing that feeling besides feeling guilty?
My only word that I keep thinking back of is an ick factor. I don't know why, but I just cringe whenever anybody asks me what my job is.
Which is so sad because we're raising beautiful human beings, which is a huge deal.
Absolutely.
And think about the people that are working in daycares. And, you know, when you bring your child to a daycare, you rely on them to raise your children.
Absolutely.
And I feel like they are looked upon as being these awesome teachers, and they are. And I think that we need to have that same feelings about ourselves, that we're at home and we're doing great work raising beautiful children.
I really like how you said that, because I never really thought about it that way, but we are our child's greatest teacher.
Mm-hmm. At this stage, absolutely. And probably all through their lives, right?
Absolutely.
At least we hope so.
But don't get me wrong. Sometimes I want to send that kid to daycare.
Yes, absolutely.
But I mean, some...
that's when you give him to dad and say, I'm going to go for a ride.
Going to Target.
As my grandpa used to say, going to Lake Erie fishing. They never knew where he was actually going.
You know,
away.
It's good. Don't tell people. Just go hide.
Sometimes that's necessary.
But something's got to give. So whether you're working at home like us, something's got to give. Or if you're working outside the home, something's got to give. So working outside the home does mean that you're giving up more time away from your house and your family. And that's not a bad thing, because working inside the home, as we do, means sometimes giving up a social life and meeting new people. It means having these feelings of guilt and maybe, you know, lack of satisfaction in supporting your family. And sometimes I don't even know if I have a role in the world. I just, you know, we both have, like we said, degrees, and like, we're not really using them, but I don't regret having that degree, and I don't regret my time in college or anything.
Well, like, as you were saying, something has to give. So is that something that society needs to change, or is that something that we can probably change within ourselves, right? And through this podcast, and we can make ourselves feel more empowered for being stay-at-home moms, and we can make other moms feel more empowered for the job that they're doing, whether they're going to work 40 hours a week, or maybe it's part-time, or 60 hours a week like my mom used to work. I think that that's the thing that we are hoping to do, is make it seem that, or make women and men too feel that their job, whatever they're doing, is important.
Yes, absolutely. We all have a role in this society, whether it's inside the home or outside the home. But either way, you know, our worlds do center around the home, and somebody's got to keep it going.
That is absolutely true. And I think that through this, I want to feel more pride in being that person that keeps it going. My husband also does a great job of keeping me going. But I think that, you know, we need to feel more pride in what we do, even though maybe society doesn't see it as being something to be prideful about.
Absolutely.
All I can think about is Lion King and Pride Rock. And when Mufasa holds up Simba, you know, like, that's the pride that we should feel all day, every day, right?
I don't think, like, I can hold up Jack baby like that for very long anymore.
I know. Look at this baby that I'm raising.
And, you know, it's so true. But when we are home all day, there's a lot more home to take care of. So, you know, that is what we are doing all day. We are in this daily grind of feeding and cleaning and playing, and then feeding and cleaning and playing all day long. Mm-hmm. And it's really is a privilege that we get to be the ones to do this with our child.
Yes. My two of my favorite times of the day are when we get to get Victor out of the crib when he wakes up. He normally wakes up pretty happy. So when we go in there, and he's even happier that we're in there with him and can get him out of the crib, that to me is so special. And I'm so thankful that we're the ones doing that, not somebody else.
Absolutely. And like I said, we're super privileged to be able to do this. I know a lot of single moms that would love to be doing this. And so I don't take this lightly. I don't want anybody to think that we're coming across as, you know, spoiled, privileged, or whatever. I mean, I guess we are both of those things, but
yeah,
we know, we know.
Our siblings have been telling us all our lives.
That's true. We are both the youngest in our families. So not only are we millennials, but we are the babies of the family. So we are well aware that we're spoiled over here. Oh no. On top of being spoiled, we also found husbands to spoil us. So I just want to take a little side pause here out to give a shout out to all of those supportive husbands in the world, because ours are both like, they're good. I don't know how we got them.
Dads, husbands, yes.
I really don't know how we scored them, but just a shout out to all the husbands out there who take time to let us do things like record a podcast. My husband currently has both my human baby and my dog baby, and I don't know where they are.
My husband works two jobs, pretty much, so that I can record a podcast. I'm sure that he's going to love hearing that.
Yeah. Well, and he also, you know, brings you special things and special coffees and special flowers all the time.
All the time.
All right.
Yes.
Done with the side tangent, but we just wanted to say that we know we can't be here without them.
Yes. Brittany, do you feel like since you are living the military life, and it's really difficult for military spouses to find work when you're bouncing from post to post, do you feel like, I don't know how to word this in the correct manner, but do you feel like maybe there's a little less pressure on you because it's very common or more common in the military world to be a stay-at-home mom or dad when your spouse is in the military?
Yeah, I think I do. I was just thinking about this because I was trying to think of all the people I know who do stay at home, and almost all of them are in the military. It's so hard to find work. Even when before we joined the military, I had a full-time job where I was working, I don't even know how many hours a week, nonstop. I mean, if it wasn't in person, it was on my phone. It was all the time.
Yeah, I never saw you that summer.
Yeah. Yeah. That was rough times. But so then when I moved here, I could only find a part-time job. And, you know, I felt guilty about that at first. And then I moved to another location after that. And I just didn't even feel pressure anymore. I was like, you know what? This is pretty much impossible. I could have a job where I'm super unhappy, but I'd rather just not. So for a while, I did stay at home without a child, and that felt really strange. But at the same time,
you were a dog mom.
I was a dog mom. She's probably more of a handful than my child. She's a German Shepherd. If anybody knows how crazy German Shepherds are, she's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, I did go through, I mean, honestly, a lot of roller coaster, up and down depression. I've always had anxiety. Mm-hmm. We're going to just air everything out here. I am on anxiety medication. You guys will find this out. I have a lot of anxiety. I'm a crazy person, and I know. But, you know, so I had a lot of...
You know, and you're doing something about it.
I had a lot of just depression about it for a while, but then I really did see a lot of other military spouses doing it. So I can't even imagine how do you feel about it? Because, you know, I was looking around trying to find other people that I know who all have, you know, all are working at home, and I can't even think of anybody from my high school or college that is a stay-at-home mom. So yeah. How do you feel about that? And since you're a little bit more grounded and living, you know, where we grew up.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's definitely a privilege to be able to stay at home. I think that, you know, we could definitely use a second income, but Vic would rather me stay home and help raise Victor and the second baby on the way. But we could definitely use a second income, but every time Vic and I talk about that, we talk about all of the things that we would be giving up, and we're just not willing to give those things up at the time. So we try to figure out other ways to make it work. So we are lucky enough to have a side business where we make a little bit of extra money. Vic works his butt off. I work my butt off for that. But that's on our own time and our own schedule, which is really, really helpful. So although I am a stay-at-home mom, we are still doing things to make up that income that some people, you know, don't see. They just see me as working at home or from the home. But I feel like, yeah, it's hard. I don't know very many other moms who are stay-at-home moms. Our old neighbor was a stay-at-home mom, and I think that that helped in the very beginning because we saw her at home and them surviving, and, you know, they lived right next to us. So they had very similar lifestyles to us, so we knew that we could do it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard because there's really nothing to compare yourself to. Besides seeing other moms out there working and having a family with two incomes.
Yeah.
And we would rather not have some things for me to stay at home. And that's what we do.
I completely understand that, but I think you bring up a good point. So any stay at home mom that I know isn't necessarily just staying at home. Usually there's some kind of side hustle or side business. So lately I've heard the term a lot more work at home mom. And I feel like that might better represent what we do. You have kind of two side businesses where one, you're flipping houses, and two, you're also have a business where you're making signs and different, you know, wood projects and things for people. And mm-hmm. where my side business currently isn't making an income, I hope to have it, you know, someday make an income since I started my blog and YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And it's actually a lot of work to me not making an income, but the goal is that someday maybe it
will.
You'll
get there.
But I think people do just, it's that ick factor again. I think that people just see us as getting to play with our kids all day, which I don't just get to play with Jack all day.
Right.
You know,
I mean, a lot of it is spent playing. Absolutely.
That's true.
But a lot of it is spent cleaning dishes.
Why are there so many dishes? I literally...
all of the dishes all
the
time.
I don't understand. I've tried to be living more sustainably, obviously, as you know. So, you know, I don't have any disposables in the house. And sometimes I hate myself so much.
Yes. Vic just looked in the cabinet the other day and said, we don't have any paper plates. We haven't had paper plates in months. Every once in a while, I'll pick some up at the store if we're like having people over or something. Nope, haven't had them in months. And all he wanted to do was warm up, like, I think it was a piece of pizza. And so he used a regular plate, which is fine. And then you wash it or rinse it off and put it in the dishwasher. And then you have to unload the dishwasher, which is my least favorite task ever.
With the baby, it's worse.
Yes. Victor just discovered that he can open the dishwasher.
Oh, nice.
Lovely. Yes. So I normally wait for that task for when Victor is eating. So then I unload it or I let it go and let Vic unload it. Because he knows how much I hate unloading
Jack the dishwasher. Jack will grab everything. And I've also eliminated plastic from my home. So everything in there is glass, which I've been trying to work with him being more careful. He has glass bottles, so he is already careful with those, but oh my goodness. He loves to push it in and yank it out. So then all the dishes shake and then he'll start grabbing all the silverware out. And he especially loves to grab the steak knives, obviously.
Perfect. Yeah. Why wouldn't he? Those are all great noises though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like those sounds, I can hear them in my head as you're saying that. So it's gotta be what they're after. Oh, and also saying no. Victor just realized that he can also twist the knobs on the oven, like you and I were talking about just mm-hmm. the other day. And so I tell him no, because that's very dangerous. And so there's not a lot of things I tell him no about. I let him figure it out. But that when it's dangerous, like, or disgusting, like mm-hmm. the toilet, I tell him no. So, so now he will gently touch the knob on the oven and turn to me and go, No. I'm like, you're right. You're not supposed to touch that.
I too am trying to practice gentle parenting at the home, and it's not really in my nature just because I think that it's not something that we're used to, you know, growing up. Our moms did not think about how many times they were saying no, or they didn't read all the parenting books or the gentle parenting way where we like to redirect or give other options instead of just automatically saying no. But what I didn't realize is that I always say no to the dog. So today, for the first time, I was yelling at the dog as she was barking at the mailman, and Jack goes, "No." I was like, "Uh-oh."
Yeah.
So,
yeah, the things the kids pick up.
So to tie that in, I guess that it's funny because we always have to be on our game. So that is part of the full-time job, is always mentally, for me, resetting myself, because honestly, I hate this about myself, but automatically when something is going wrong, I want to yell. I want to yell no. I'm not even an angry person. I don't know where this anger comes from.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
No, but I think it's just how, I guess I'm verbal would be the right description. And so I'm just very bad at redirecting, and I'm constantly challenging myself to be a better parent so I don't transfer my anxiety onto Jack. I don't want him to turn out like me.
Aww. He would be perfectly fine if he turned out like you. But I think that that's one nice thing right now for us in our house. Since the pandemic, Vic's been working from home since March, and he can hear when I'm getting frustrated or just need a little bit of a break. So he comes in sometimes and will do the redirection for me, which is super nice. That the pandemic led us to that. I think that, you know, that parenting aspect is super important to both of us. Just being able to redirect and get him onto anything else besides whatever it is that's driving
exactly
one of us crazy.
And
like pulling the dog's hair.
Yes. Especially that. Yeah. Josh does that a lot too. He about half of the pandemic, he worked from home. And now he kind of has earlier days, is just what it seems to be boiling down to, until unfortunately he's going to definitely be back full time in January, which I'm not looking forward to. But I think that this pandemic in general has brought a lot of light to the stay-at-home life, especially through, homeschooling, which isn't something that I plan to do at this time, but it honestly depends on where we end up living at the time that Jack goes to school and what the schools are like.
Definitely.
That's one thing that I'm not blessed with, is really a choice of living somewhere with a good school district necessarily. But I think a lot of people realize how, I don't know, I want to say this in the nicest way possible, but how much staying home with your kids all day can make you want to pull your hair out.
Definitely. I think that with us only having one at home at the moment, maybe it's slightly easier. And I feel like their age right now, at least how I see it, it's not as difficult as it could be. You know, I just see it from all areas. I have my nieces and nephews who are, you know, all different ages. And I feel like kids who know what school is like and aren't going to school, that would be really, really difficult. And then to have to try to give them the attention that they need, the way to release energy that they need, and feed them and do all the things. It's difficult for parents to be able to do that, like what the teachers are doing. So another reason why we should be more prideful is because we're doing that right now. Even if they're 1 year old or 15 months old, however old they are, we're doing that just in a different way because they're not talking yet, basically. They still have a ton of energy. They're just not talking. And we still have to feed them a million meals a day.
Yes. We do have a new word in my house, and that is pouch. As a sustainable mother, did not want to give plastic pouches to my child all the time. And also as a baby-led weaning mother who mostly feeds solid foods, but man, that kid loves baby pouches. And so now he says pouch, reaches for the pantry door, and reaches up towards the basket where they are.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable. Victor doesn't go for the pouches, but he goes for like any junk food that we have in there. So he goes for the peanut butter crackers. Or
we did both of those this morning already.
Or all of the junk. And it's so frustrating because he will go to the pantry, get it out, and bring it to you. And how do you
say no to that? That's what I started doing. I started buying organic junk. So then at least it's organic.
I like the way you think.
No matter how much, before the baby comes out, you say that you're going to do all of these things, you end up just like everybody else. And that's okay.
Yep, that is perfectly fine. You are still a great mother, no matter what you feed your child.
Just feed them.
Still a great mother.
Just feed them something.
Exactly. I really love the homemaker idea, though, because there's more than just being a stay-at-home mom. Like, I feel like when people hear that, you just think, oh, all she does is stay at home all day. And, like, you know, you sit on the couch and eat bonbons. But no, that's not how that works. You are a homemaker. Like, you are at home, well, making everything. You're making your child's breakfast, lunch, dinner,
and snacks. Your husband's.
And you're, yes, oh yeah, that's true too, because yeah, they're home a lot. And you're making the beds, you're making memories, you're making all of the things. So that's a great way to put that, is yes, homemaker. I like and, that.
Yeah, well, you just kind of got me thinking, like, just all the things that we have to do that I think, I don't know, I don't want to say it's men, because some men are in the homemaker role and they're very good at it, but maybe our men don't think about certain things. I don't know what it is, but daily I'm thinking about, what are we going to have for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? What do I need to make on the grocery list? What do we need to buy? When do I need to put in the next load of laundry? But Josh will do any of those things, but he doesn't even understand that they need to be done until I tell them that they need to be done. Like, he is absolutely okay with me telling him what needs to be done and doing it. So it took us a long time in our relationship to actually be able to, for me to be okay with that. I was, at first I was like, why don't you just initiate these things? Like, why don't you do that? I don't want to nitpick you. I don't want to be the mean spouse who is just telling you to do all these things. Yeah, we are the home managers. Seriously. Because I was just not okay with doing that. And I did not want to tell him what to do. I didn't want to overstep my bounds. I didn't want to be, you know, the person who ran everything in the home. You know, you say it's 50-50 and it is 50-50, but he just does different things. So
definitely. He has his roles and they're just
different. And he needs me to tell him what to do. And he told me that. He said, just tell me what to do. I don't think you're nagging. Society always, like, has the women come across as, you know, nagging and all this stuff at their husbands. But he wants me to tell him what to do because he literally does not know what to do.
Does he do okay when you're not around?
He does figure it out, right? And maybe not always the way that I would do it, but that's okay. But, you know, if I'm
right and you're okay.
Yeah. If I'm not there, the baby is fed, the baby is down for a nap, but he is less good at anticipating needs in advance. And so more reacting. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, now the baby is hungry. He's angry and crying. So I'm going to feed the baby now.
Angry.
And he's really tired. So I'm going to put the baby down now. Whereas I'm like, ooh, it's coming up on lunchtime. Before we get angry, let's do this. Before we get upset, let's do this.
Yes.
Of course, he still gets upset all the time because he's a baby, but maybe less so.
And I think that just comes along with the homemaker role. And again, something to take pride in is you kind of run the ship and run a tight ship, right? So when Victor wakes up, he generally takes about 4.5 hours before he's going back down for his nap. So that's a question that I get every so often from Vic is, oh, what time is Victor going to go down for his nap? Because as soon as Victor wakes up, I look at the clock and I know, okay, in 4.5 hours from whatever this time is, he's going to be going down for his nap. So that's a question that Vic definitely asked me, because naps are important, and Vic likes to, you know, do something during Victor's nap, whatever it might be. And he knows that that's when I normally get things done, whether it be go to the grocery store or lay on the couch and take a nap because I'm pregnant
or record a podcast.
or record a podcast. Yep. So, yeah, I think that, you know, roles make a huge difference in this homemaker life, and taking on your role and what it is that you're doing matters. I can't imagine not doing this role, though. You know, especially, this is going to sound crazy to some people, but the meal planning, I really like to plan out my meals, mainly because then I can decide what we're eating. And I really, really like food. So, and Vic doesn't care. Whatever I make, Vic tells me it's the most delicious thing he's ever had in his entire life.
As long as there's meat.
Yeah, so that's the part that I actually do enjoy. I don't always enjoy going to the grocery store to get the items that I need to make those meals, but
I do love the grocery store. Actually, I used to love the grocery store when I could go to fancy grocery stores, but now I just go to the commissary and it's not very fancy. Yes, and wearing a face mask, but I'm kind of used to that now. It doesn't really bother me.
Yes, and in the winter, it's actually quite nice because it keeps you warm.
Yeah, but I'm in Southern Alabama, so let's be honest, about half the people are not wearing masks. But that's another
question. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for a whole nother day.
But again, I just wanted to clarify here that we are super blessed to be able to stay at home. This pandemic didn't really affect us as much as it may have other people.
And I thought about that so often when it was first happening, and people were scrambling to find childcare and figure out what was going to happen with their jobs. And oh my goodness, we'll be blessed and not have to worry about that. I cannot imagine having to make that decision to do with my child.
And I don't want anybody to feel alienated here. So, you know, today's topic is about what homemaking means to us, but this podcast isn't going to just be about that. You have a place here, even if you are working full time, because we've both been there. We have worked full time. We both have worked full time. We've both worked part time. We've done it all.
Yes.
Since when was our first job? 14. Yeah, we've been
working. Oh, 14. Yeah. We both started working when we were 14, which you had to get a work permit for.
I also just want to point out about how stressed I used to be about going to work when it was a 4-hour shift and we got to sit outside next to a pool and read books. There were not like cell phones then. I had a cell phone, but it didn't do anything. But, you know, we just sat there and I played solitaire. I was like, I can't be hanging out with my friends because I have to work for 4 hours, 3 days a week.
4 hours. My goodness.
Can I have that job now?
Things change. Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be awesome? Can I bring my child
in the pool? By the way, everybody, the pools were 2 feet deep. Our children will be fine.
I don't even know that they were 2 feet. I think they're...
But towards the edge is about a foot.
Yes. And we used to try to swim in it.
I think we succeeded.
Legit swim. Yeah, I think you're right. So when we bring it back to being a homemaker, you know, anybody really is a homemaker.
So being a homemaker doesn't just mean that you're a stay-at-home mom. It doesn't even necessarily mean that you're a mom at all. And you don't have to be a female. It's really anybody who's holding up the four walls of your house or wherever you live. It involves tending to the home, whether that's cleaning, decorating, cooking, taking care of children.
It goes on and on, which is why we're so excited to talk about this, because there are so many topics that we plan on talking about that are all involved in.
And we are obviously beginners at this. We are both fairly new moms. Our babies are about 15 months and we are, you know, in the world of homemaking, relatively new. What do we got? Like about almost 5 years of marriage each ish. So, you know, we're still new at this and we want you to come along with us for this ride while we are learning to take pride in what we do. You know, there's so much learning along the way and we want you to learn with us and join in the conversation. And you can actually join in the conversation by commenting in the show notes. You can also connect with us on Instagram at Dwelling On Podcast. Don't forget to tune in each week as we you know, dwell on a new topic that is this homemaker life. You can listen to us wherever yes. you listen to your favorite podcasts.